Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. It is now less than 1 month until Churchill Downs presents the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. And so we begin a series here on The Stroll where we look back at past milestone editions of the Run for the Roses. Today's focus is the 50th running of the Kentucky Derby, contested on May 17, 1924. The winner was Black Gold. Foaled on March 30th, 1921 in Lexington, Kentucky, Black Gold was a black colt which got his name not only because of his coloring, but also because his breeder and owner, Rosa Hoots, was from Oklahoma, where the oil boom was in full swing. Sired by Black Tony, a stallion which stood at the famed Idlehour Stock Farm in Lexington, Black Gold's dam was You See It, an Oklahoma-bred mare which had won dozens of dashes and had been a personal favorite of Rose's late husband. The story goes that Mr. Hoots even got ruled off the turf after running You See It in a claiming race, but refusing to comply with the rules when another horseman submitted a claim. Regardless, on his deathbed, Mr. Hoots urged Rosa to breed You See It to a blue-blooded Kentucky stallion. So she did. Black Gold, the foal which resulted from that mating, was described as small but handsome. The colt was sent to northern Oklahoma trainer Hanley Webb, and in 1923, when Black Gold was a two-year-old, Webb raced him 18 times in a campaign which stretched from January through November. The colt won 9 races, including both his debut at Fairgrounds and his final start of the season at Churchill Downs. Observers spoke highly of the colt, but not necessarily of Webb. They said he was racing Black Gold too often. One sports writer declared, "This is a good horse that will be ruined by a crazy trainer." Webb, however, believed that the best way to keep a horse fit was not by training him, but by racing him. And he believed such racing experience would benefit Black Gold when it came time for the Spring Classics. Rosa Hoots had already turned down an offer of $20,000 for Black Gold early in 1923. And when he won his first 3 starts as a 3-year-old, the offers rose to $50,000. Again, she refused to sell. Black Gold arrived at Churchill Downs for the 50th running of the Kentucky Derby as the favorite. His lone stakes win as a juvenile had come in the Bashford Manor on the prior year's Derby undercard, and his 3-year-old season had already included a 6-length victory in the Louisiana Derby. For good measure, he added a win in the Derby trial at Churchill on the Tuesday prior to the big event. Churchill Downs had been remade, enlarged, and beautified in the off-season. Flags and bunting sporting a green and white motif adorned the grounds, and a dirigible from the United States Army flew above the track, a predecessor of sorts to the Goodyear blimp of the modern era. A crowd estimated at 80,000 spectators packed the grounds on Derby Day 1924. As the field paraded to the post at 4:33 p.m., including 8-5 favorite Black Gold, thousands of individuals, to the dismay of the mounted police, charged across the home stretch and took positions along the inside rail for a better view of the race. And the view that race fans saw that day was jockey J.D. Mooney in the Hoot Stable's old rose silks with white cross sashes coming toward the front as the field turned for home. "Black Gold," the crowd shouted, as the favorite rallied down the center of the track. Passing his remaining rivals in the final furlong, Black Gold won the Kentucky Derby, causing the crowd to let loose with a chorus of cheers. A gold trophy was presented to Mrs. Hoots, who had become only the second woman in history to own a Kentucky Derby winner. After accepting the trophy, she turned to Webb and said, "I wish my husband could have been here to see his dreams come true." She then bowed to her horse as the crowd continued chanting the name Black Gold. A few days later, the horseshoe-shaped floral wreath which had been won by Black Gold was placed on the grave of Rosa's husband in Pawhuska, Oklahoma. The golden trophy was put on display at the Oklahoma National Bank in rural Skiatook and was later displayed at the Osage County Fair. In the words of one reporter, this was a derby not for the captains of industry, but for the farmers and the laborers. As for Black Gold, he would not run in the Preakness or the Belmont, but he would win the Chicago Derby and the Ohio Derby later that season. There would be a brief retirement for stallion duty, but he proved infertile. Black Gold then returned to the races, but he died in January of 1928 as the result of an injury. His final resting place is on the infield at Fairgrounds in New Orleans, site of both the first and final races of his career. It was said that black gold was to the turf what Cinderella was to the fairy tale. But the Lexington Herald perhaps summarized the 50th running of the Kentucky Derby best when it said, "There is no Derby that has not the element of romance. But there has been no Derby in which that element was found so richly as in the Golden Jubilee." Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.